Welcome back to Talking Minnesota on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parsha's Kedoshim is a packed Parsha, 51 mitzvos, according to the account of the Sefer Chinuch. And it's there's so many points to discuss. I just want to pick up on one small nuance in the elucidation of the Targum Yonasan on one of the psukim in the parsha. It's actually at the end of the discussion of the the bulk of the mitzvos of the parsha, which is mostly Perek Yud Tes. And if you go to the end of that discussion, in the second to last pasuk Lamed Vav, so the Torah tells us not to have different scales, imbalanced scales for any types of measures, for liquids, for solids, and then it concludes, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, a phrase that is very fluent in our mouths, that all of this is being commanded, and I am Hashem your God, Asher Tzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and it continues, Shemartem Eskochu Husayim, Mitzvotayim, Asisim Osam, Ani Hashem, you should do all the mitzvahs. Now, the Targum Yonasan over here says, for that last phrase, Ano Hashem Elokachon, I am Hashem your God, Dehan Pekis Yaschon, that took you out, Prikin Me'ara de Mitzrayim. Prikin seems to mean like freed, right? That redeemed from the land of Mitzrayim. So that word, Prikin, is really not in the text of the Chumash, right? The Chumash says, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. And the Targum Yonasan says, I am Hashem, your God, that took you out, redeemed from the land of Mitzrayim. So what does that word prikin mean? What does that come to teach us? So yes, they were being redeemed, therefore they were redeemed. What's going on here? Now, perhaps we could suggest what Targum Yonasan means to say is that Klal Yisrael were not just taken out of Mitzrayim and just, left there. They weren't taken out as a bunch of slaves with masters, and now they were slaves without masters. But rather, they were taken out with a purpose of being redeemed. That they were going to be redeemed people, elevated, not slaves, not oppressed anymore, but they were going to have a higher mission. They're going to have a sense of freedom and elevation, and that's really the whole process that follows Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know right now the period we're in is the time of Sfira Saomer, where for 7 weeks spiritually we build ourselves up to be ready to be Kabbalah Torah, to reaccept the Torah at Matan Torah. And Shavuos, that's what we're looking forward to, but that's because we were brought out to be redeemed people. In l'chala ben choron el misha osik b'torah, Perkei Avos is something that we're learning nowadays. And we know that what's considered freedom, what's considered, atzik recharos el cheirus, how do we get freedom? That's being involved in the Torah. That's being a redeemed people. And perhaps Targum Yonasan is saying this at this point, because this is the final pasuk in a large passage, Perek filled with many mitzvos. And these mitzvos seem to be things that are, some of them are very hard and almost unimaginable, right? Someone does something bad to me, and I, of course, to do justice, I should do something bad to him. I should take nekama. Torah says, no, lo sikam. You might say, okay, well, maybe at the very least, I should be able to keep in mind and bear the grudge. But no, lo si Torah, and I even have to have avtarecha kamocha, I have to make sure I'm very, very fair with all my scales and everything like that. Where does this come from? But this is what you expect of the nation which Hashem says to whom Hashem says, kedoshim to you, you have to be holy. Right, this idea is that be a redeemed people, be prikin, be redeemed, and be you, because Hashem is saying I'm expecting to act like redeemed people. People who are enslaved and are entrapped and are oppressed need to resort to pervert justice and having imbalanced scales and things like that. But people who live redeemed lives, on the other hand, are elevated and expected to live with integrity. This explains the double standard with which the Jews are viewed, and with and definitely regarding Eretz Yisrael and the army in Eretz Yisrael and the challenges that no other country and no other army gets and no other people gets, that the Jews and the Israelis get. And this is part of the double standard because it's part of that reality that we were redeemed. We were taken out of Mitzrayim as redeemed people, as elevated people. And it makes sense to some degree that there should be a double standard, not to condone any of the people who fall below it and you know they may not admit to this point, but this is the truth that this is us being a prekin, being a redeemed people, and this is how we are able to be kadoshim after coming out of the tumah of Mitzrayim, to really be kadoshim and to elevate ourselves. Here's the same, we should be zocha to heed the command of kadoshim to you, to truly be the elevated holy people who are indeed prekin, and maybe be fully redeemed in all sense of the term. Have a beautiful Shabbos.